You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming you to Wireless Technology and the Effect on Your Health with Susan Bishak. Susan is the owner at Natural Harmony based out of New Jersey, Kenilworth, New Jersey. If you want to reach out to her, best way to do that is jump online. Go to the website, SusanBishak.com. Yeah, it's her name. She's smart like that. She's like, you know what? I need a website. Let me make it easy for everybody. It's my name, SusanBishak.com. That's Susan, B-I-S-C-H-A-K. .com. You can also ring her up directly as well, 973-838-7211. And again, Susan, welcome back, and how are you today?
I am good, thank you, and thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time and jumping on with us. Now, I know we've got an interesting subject, which, you know, for me, I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you this several times, this scares the heck out of me, this stuff. But before we get to it, do me a favor, Susan, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do. For anybody who could be hearing you for the first time today.
Okay, I do thermographic imaging, which is imaging of the body without using radiation. A lot of people are appreciating that, and that kind of goes in today's talk, radiation. So I do that, but I'm also a practitioner that works out in the field. People call that the aura, and mm-hmm. I pick up energies there, and I'm working with sound therapy now. Everything's a vibration. And your history is all around you in that aura. So there's a lot of information there, a lot going on that people aren't paying attention to.
Yes. And you know what? You're also, don't leave it out, you're an author as well.
I'm a medium.
Well, you're a medium, but you're also an author.
And I'm an author of Healing a Desperate Heart, about a journey to healing from old relationships that needed to be put aside finally. And it was quite a struggle, and people could figure out with me as I go along through the book the whole process. So then, to me, it's a blueprint
right.
for others that want to take care of these old things and leave them so they can move on in life
yeah.
without the impact.
Exactly. And of course, you know, being, as you said, you're a medium, so you provide a unique point of view as well.
Oh, definitely in that book, that comes through. There's a lot of unusual things happening, which keeps the reader's interest. There are several people that have read it in one sitting in 3 hours without
stopping. Wow. Okay. Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So it's a page turner, as they say.
All right. Well, good to know. How does it end? Does the guy get the girl at the end?
No,
I'm kidding. It's like, don't ruin it for me.
No.
All right, so now let's jump to today's topic, which, like I said earlier, today's topic is going to scare me a little bit, and it has for a little while, because I understand, you know, the dangers that we are exposed to. But why don't you jump into exactly what we're going to be talking about today?
Okay, first of all, it's scaring a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just recently, Senator James Graun from the 5th District of New York, his constituents, said that since there are no studies on any of the health effects of 2, 3, 4, or 5G, that his constituents don't want any of the 5G tower cells, the little cells that boost the energy, and they want everything removed from his district. No 5G mini cells.
Right.
So they're requesting that of the FCC, and we'll see. There's a Dr. Martin Paul out of Washington State University and New York State to fight Wi-Fi in schools, because it really does not help them at all. It's a deterrent for their concentration, their performance, and it's just plain old damaging. While their brains are developing, no children should be exposed to wireless technology.
Right. So basically, we're talking about the effects of the technology that's out right now, 4G, and of course 5G is, you know, everybody's talking about the 5G here, Susan. That's going to be the new, that's the new thing. That's the brand new slice of bread, you know?
Yeah, so what's great about that is for the people that make the new 5G devices, they want you to buy. That's industry.
Yeah.
And industry with 5G can get more artificial intelligence working like self-driving cars, which mm-hmm. to me is a nightmare right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's the benefit to them, and they're putting like billions of dollars, such as a company called SpaceX will be launching 12,000 satellites. That's just one company.
Right.
Now, What's the impact? First of all, since I mentioned satellites, the satellites go through the atmosphere, of course, up into space. So what's up there in the atmosphere that's important to us besides our, you know, clean air? There's an area called the ionosphere. Mm-hmm. And the ionosphere is where lightning strikes kind of register their energy. And they create what is called a Schumann resonance. Schumann resonance is 7.8 hertz. Not big on electricity, but I have the basics here.
Right.
I did a lot of research.
Okay.
All right. What's important about that is a slow pulsing, low radiation that actually governs all the biological activities to every creature on Earth. So your heartbeat entrains to that and other living beings entrain to that. So you don't want to mess with that, but the satellites going through there are going to change that.
Wow.
And okay. That is very detrimental. Now, I work with the Schumann resonance to try and bring that in to a person and have their body take it in and get, we'll say, recalibrated again.
Right. So now let me ask you this.
Very important.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. What is the potential harm to the human body from that alone?
From that alone, all right, just coming in. These are typical things happening to people right now.
Okay.
And they don't realize when they're going to their doctors, the doctor doesn't realize. This is why they have ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
I met two people as soon as their smart meter was on their house. They had ringing in the ears they never had before.
Now, what do you mean smart
headaches
meter?
Headaches and migraines.
What's a smart meter?
Smart meter is those new meters they're putting on to homes because they say it's more efficient and et cetera, but again, it's really just for the industry. There's no benefit to the consumer.
Okay. And that's
in
for
fact, they're getting charged more for their electricity.
Right, and that's just so they don't have to send somebody out to read the electric meter, right?
That's right. Okay. But my small electric company in my community has managed to do it by changing meters to more up-to-date meters without them being wireless. They're still wired to the pole. So you can update without going wireless.
Okay, good to know.
Thank God that they did that. Right. I don't have to worry about it. But that sends radiation into everyone's house. On top of the radiation we're getting from cell towers and radio technologies and stuff like that. So what are the other problems people are having more and more that doctors are noticing and they're complaining about? Mm-hmm. Headaches and migraines, more diabetes, more arrhythmia of the heart, and more body aches and pains. Depression and anxiety are up. So is suicide. Memory issues, early Alzheimer's, sleep issues. Inability to focus at work or school.
Right.
All of those things are already happening and started with 2G, then there's 3, now 4G. So the studies now have had time to look at the time period between 2 and 4 and seeing the progression here.
All right. So
doctors and scientists are very concerned about it. The World Health Organization is very concerned about it.
Right.
And it's also increasing the neurodegenerative problems and psychiatric problems. So ALS and MS, those could be mimicking what's going on in the electromagnetic field and really be ALS or MS,
right,
but going to create it.
So now what can we do about it? Are there steps that we can take to kind of protect ourselves from all this? Because you know what? And it's great. Everybody loves the technology, right, Susan?
Yeah,
everybody,
it's actually addictive.
It makes it very easy. I can watch anything at any time. I can talk to anyone anywhere. I can download this. I can do that. And it's great. And you talk about, you know, then they have the Siri and the Alexa and things will be ordered for. Yeah, okay. You know what? That's great. That's technology. That's how, you know, this is how we work. This is us, you know, humans in motion. We're trying to move forward. But in that rush to move forward, we're actually hurting ourselves physically.
Because we're allowing industry to call the shots.
Right. So how can
and
we...
And their studies are not applicable to what's going on at all.
Right. So it's almost like the... I almost equate it to the tobacco industry.
That's what some people are saying. We're going to find out down the road, with all the damage done,
right,
how bad it was that we allowed this. But we don't want that to happen because there's too much ADD, ADHD.
Right.
This is tomorrow. That's what it's going to be. So many more people with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the caretakers?
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. And real quick, Belgium, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, they all want a halt to the 5G. Toronto was fighting a smart city, citing that there's surveillance, because you mentioned something about Alexa. Alexa spies on people.
Right.
Even going on Facebook and you want to, like, check, you know, this article or check that new product, suddenly everything's coming on your computer about it.
Oh, yeah. It happens right? all the time. So, you visit one website, it's like, oh, I heard about this, you know, restaurant, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, even though you might leave that computer, but you go to your smartphone and you said, oh, you know what, I'm gonna play this stupid Scrabble game. All of a sudden, an advertisement comes up for the restaurant you were just looking at.
Yeah. So someone said they were doing something on their phone, and then it popped up on their computer.
Right.
But that isn't even connected.
Yeah.
You know, but it is, because Google picks it all up. So that is a thing that the Senate had a hearing about, that they felt 5G was going to be a tremendous risk to security of the United States. And they wanted it rolled out in small, you know, amounts, not everywhere.
Right.
And there's a Chinese company that is big on getting their chips into the phones here, into Apple phones. And there's a real concern that what they're going to do with the information they get, because anything that company gets has to be reported to the Chinese government.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I believe you're talking about Huawei.
Yeah. So that is huge, and that's been part of the negotiation with the trade agreement. That's
right.
Kind of holding things up. As far as I know, it still is.
Yeah, which is a good thing. I'd much rather them say, you know what, let's get this right the first time and not have to worry about it. Now let's jump back to the thing that I think will affect people more, and that is the physical stuff that you were talking about. You're talking about the ADHD, the physical effects, the diabetic people becoming
increase
more
in diabetes.
Right,
increase and then
in
when you get an increase in that, you get an increase in end-stage renal disease, which means kidney failure, which happens with diabetes over time. So I can't remember her name, sorry, but you can find her on YouTube, and she's testified before a group of people that were supposed to be, you know, considering what she was saying in the public good, when they hadn't a clue what she was talking about.
Right.
Now, you want to find independent, research not paid for by industry.
Right.
Then you go to PubMed, PubMed.edu. And you can pipe in, you know, Wi-Fi is dangerous to your health. And you'll be finding there are thousands of studies out there against it. The industry might have about 5 for it, and it was probably paid for by the industry, because there was a court case in Italy, because this is international.
Right.
And the Italian judge said, okay, show your cases. You both think, you know, one says you shouldn't do it. Industry says we should do it. So he says to everybody, now only put in the piles on your tables what industry did not pay for. And there was like nothing on the industry table and a big pile on the people table that were trying to protect the public. So wanting to stop the 5G for now, big in Northern California in the Bay Area, really big thing right there. Northern California, Portland, Oregon, Whitefish, Montana.
And you know what? That's surprising, because that's a tech hub.
It is.
You know, when you think about the Bay Area, I lived there for a while. You know, you realize all these big tech companies, that's their home base. And then to see that, hey, you know what? The people around there, the people that live and work and you know, they're part of that community, even they're kind of raising the alarm a little bit, like, maybe we should slow this down, slow our roll here.
Yeah, well, as an example of that, Silicon Valley, right? Not far from there. Jeremy Johnson. Look up Jeremy Johnson on YouTube. You'll see a video of him doing a TED Talk about how damaged he became working in Silicon Valley, that he went to have to live in a very remote area. However, there will be no remote area when you have 5G, because understand it is in an entirely different mini-millimeter range that right. has not been used before. It is much higher vibration. Now, remember I said Schumann resonance is enough to keep every biological thing in sync, and that's a very low frequency. How about a millimeter, micromillimeter high microwave? And we don't know at all. Well, actually, the scientists know how very bad it's going to be. Incredibly
right.
horrible.
Yeah. Unfortunately, all of that information is not really making its way to the wide you know, to the mainstream public.
And you and I probably know why. It's because the mainstream media is owned by mostly Murdoch, and there is nothing bad for business that is going to be printed.
Yeah, I mean, all the tech companies. Look at Amazon, the owner there. What does he own? The Washington Post. You know
right.
what I mean?
So
these guys are all overlapping everything, and unfortunately, that is now driving what we might be consuming when it comes to information and news.
And that is an unfortunate thing, because Murdoch, for one, is keeps buying up more of the small and medium, whatever, papers he can get his hands on to control the news, and that's a terrible thing. So we're not having freedom of the press.
No, definitely.
So we go to independent sources like this radio station, thank you. And we can talk about these things. Just,
right.
I'm doing that as a public service. I mean, get nothing else out of it. But I really want the public to know this is a problem. So please, here we talk. What do we do?
Right.
Contact your representatives.
Okay.
Let them know you do not want to be a guinea pig. That is what Nuremberg Code has said after World War II. You cannot be a guinea pig. You have to be informed if you're an experiment. And we are. And if you're going to be an experiment, you have to be told what are the risks.
Now, we're not told. What do you mean we're guinea pigs right now?
We're guinea pig because there isn't a single study that industry has that proves any of the 2, 3, 4, or 5G is safe.
Okay.
At all. And they will not do a study. So the public assumes because it's out there and it's being used, and it truly is addictive because places that get people clean from drinking and drugs are also dealing with people that can't get rid of their Wi-Fi addiction.
Right. What else?
All right.
So contact your local representatives and make them aware. What else can we do? Are there things that we can do, you know, personally in our own homes to kind of protect ourselves?
Yes, you can. If you can turn off your router at night, that's good. Or you can buy something like a Faraday cage to go over it. You can put your phone on speakerphone. You should, as much as possible, not wear it on your body.
Okay.
Certainly not putting it against your brain. There are court cases now winning that the brain tumors are being caused by the cell phone use. So there's enough evidence. And this whole thing of wireless technology would be cleared up a lot if we went back to fiber optic cables. They're very fast because that's what they're yelling about 5G. Oh, it's going to be so fast.
Right.
Well, not at the risk of my health. So if you go back to the fiber optic cables, they're very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So go be wired again.
So it's not a bad thing to be wired, is what you're saying.
Yeah, go back to being wired with fiber optic cables. There are some schools that are insisting on switching back to that.
Right. What else can we do? Are there things that we can put over? Like, I've heard that there are things that you can put over your phone, like certain cases to kind of mitigate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So one of the things I did is because I'm so into this, I decided I would connect with a company called Gia Wellness, G-I-A, wellness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put that in and you put a / and Natural Harmony, the name of my company, you will go to a website that has all these things that will help protect you from the wireless communications. Cell phones for your laptop, for your router, for a lot of wireless things, and even to wear yourself on your body like a pendant that kind of protects you in that aura I talked about, your
right.
biofield, your energetic surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. So I know they work, and I'm not even going to depend on a study. I'm going to depend on the person that introduced me to it. Her name is Kedzie, and she became incredibly affected by electromagnetic fields. So this is what's helping her being able to function normally in our Wi-Fi world.
Right. Now, you're talking about, you know, affecting people not in a, I got a weird feeling kind of. You're talking about real physical issues. You're talking about, you know, becoming diabetic, having sleep issues, having kidney problems, you know, having real physical problems due to the, you know, being inundated with all this technology, all this wireless radiation.
Yeah, Kesme tells me some, you know, remarkable stories a little boy was having trouble at school, and if he was wearing that pendant I mentioned, he was fine, and one day he forgot it, and the teachers were all in an uproar about his behavior. And finally, he figured out, Mom, I forgot to wear my necklace. And I mentioned the arrhythmias and body aches and pains. It was a couple that Kedzie met, and they were having that, and they went to the emergency room, and there's nothing wrong with you. You see, the doctors are not going to find anything wrong when they measure things.
Right.
Because it's due to the Wi-Fi. So when they got the protective devices in their home and on themselves, they were back to normal.
All right. Now, with the protective devices, is there anything for, say, a computer itself? Or do you hang something in front of your screen? Is that something you can do?
You just put something on the computer. It's a small thing that you attach to it, and a small thing you attach to your cell phone. They're very unobtrusive, and they do work well. Like, know that no device can block all the radiation, because then your device won't work.
Right. All right. But there are things that we can do. You can make sure you don't sleep with the phone next to your head.
Exactly. Don't do that. A lot of young people use it, or others, as an alarm clock right next to them.
Right. Yeah. You know what? And I'll raise my hand, because I'm guilty of that as well. But I've taken to at least putting the phone underneath the bed. I don't know if that helps. It keeps it further away from me. At least
it's further away.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But it's not on the nightstand anymore. That was, closer to me. Now I slide it underneath the bed. I'll hear it. I'll have to get up and grab it and turn it off. But it's a little further away. I'm thinking about getting an alarm clock now. I got to go back and get an alarm clock.
But you know what? The only really safe alarm clock I've learned is the old wind-up Big Ben.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're plugging in the alarm clock, it should be on the other side of the room. I learned that a long time ago before Wi-Fi got big, by studying with Dr. Tal Moore, God bless his soul, and he was teaching me all about the problems of having even electricity running through your house. It's because any electricity coming in from the pole, the transformers change from DC to AC. And when you transform, finally understand what they were talking about. That's what's transforming with the transformer. So that we in America have AC, they have DC over in Europe. But that switching from one to the other creates what they call dirty electricity. You can look that up on the website, and dirty electricity is well known by the whole utility industry, but they don't talk about that.
Right. Now, what else should we know? Are there, because you talked about the sleep being an issue, the different physical problems that could be an issue. Is there a way to figure out or find out if they're going to be, because I know from what I understand, 5G, that means they're going to be adding cell towers. Is that right?
They're not adding towers. What they're going to do, well, there'll be towers, but and antennas. What is different about 5G, thank you for mentioning, is there will be these mini cells, innumerable numbers of them, in order to boost the signal. It's
right.
A powerful signal, but it doesn't go as far as 4G does. So it needs a lot of boosting. So these cells, which could be very small or kind of like a small refrigerator, it varies, they can be very unobtrusive, actually, and be very close to your home within 500 feet of your home or office.
Mm-hmm.
That is very close, and you're going to have a lot of them. And this is getting people, again, concerned, not just about the radiation, but about surveillance.
Ah.
So this is a surveillance method that people are concerned about. Anything that's wireless, the information's picked up. It just is.
Yeah, that's true.
Your comings and your goings, and we don't want to live like they do in China.
And you know what's amazing? Everything
you do.
And you know what's amazing, too, is that just years ago, it was, that's a pipe dream. It'll never happen. Now we're on the verge of Terminator.
Yeah, do you want the blue poo pill or the red pill, right?
Right,
from,
yeah, exactly,
Matrix?
Exactly. Because that seems to be where we're all headed. And again, it seems like, that's something you might see in a movie, but the more and more, you mentioned the self-driving cars, now with the 5G and what they'll be able to do, and it's amazing how these things are evolving.
Yeah, and that's why Toronto was fighting a smart city that Google and the Canadian government want to build in Toronto. They want to make a whole city that is going to be a great way to get data from that population of people by the surveillance of the 5G.
It's Big Brother.
There's no secret if you look around. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And again, we are talking with Susan Bishak. She is the owner over at where'd it go? Oh, I lost your webpage. Oh my goodness.
My name.
The webpage, yes, is SusanBishak.com. It's Natural Harmony. If you want to find out more, you can go to her website, SusanBishak.com. That's Susan, BISCHAK.com, and find out more about her, the great work she does. But this is, we stop and we say, hey, you know what? Is she a technology person? Well, she knows about technology, and she gives you a heads up on it. But there's also a lot of great stuff that she does. So you can reach out to her directly. Again, she's a medium. She's an author. She does a lot of various things. She taught us a lot about last week, thermography, and how that technology works. And, you know, you're talking about technology, but this is a positive technology. And you explain how that can be beneficial to our health and our wellness.
Absolutely.
So if you do want to reach out to her, best way to do that is go to her website. It's SusanBishak.com. That's Susan, BISCHAK.com. And as always, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today. That was scary, but a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. You're a great host, and thank you for letting me get the information out to the public, and they can go do their further research with all the different organizations, and there's quite a few out there, like Scientists for Wired Technology, Green Med Info, StopSmartMeters.org. It's out there.
Right.
I just go search for it.
Yeah, and as she mentioned too, if this is a concern, which it should be for all of us, contact your local representative, get the word out, talk to people and make them aware that, you know what, you've got problems with this. And that's the only way you're going to be heard. So make sure you do that as well. And again, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.